This is Radio Superior 1943, a reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1943. This is a true story of our past, so step back with us to another time and hear this recreation of radio as it may have sounded in 1943. We bring you now to the KUWS radio studios at the Superior State Teachers College and the Martin and McKenna Show.
It's 6 o'clock, standard wartime, Monday, March the 22nd, 1943. This is station KUWS, broadcasting from Superior, Wisconsin. Jack McKenna saying hello from the head of the Great Lakes. Lou Martin is in with the news, including the shortwave world roundup, and Hitler breaks his long silence. Harriet Feirig has what's playing at the theaters, and we'll play the best swing music for your enjoyment, folks. And I have it on good authority that Harriet is going to make a big announcement, ladies. Now Lou Martin with the Roth's 6 o'clock news. Roth's reminds you to write your servicemen and women and has clever stationery at just 59 cents for a box of 24 cards and envelopes. Good evening, Lou.
What's this announcement that Harriet's going to make? Some kind of woman's thing, I suppose.
All I will say is you're going to be surprised, fella.
You're not going to tell me, are you?
Nope.
Well, it doesn't bother me. Good evening, good listeners.
And, Jack, don't forget to say good evening, Jack, Lou. Unless not saying what Harriet has up her sleeve bothers you.
It doesn't bother me. After a series of setbacks in North Africa and in the Soviet Union, German Führer Adolf Hitler broke his long silence on Sunday. Hitler hasn't spoken over the radio or given a speech since last November, giving rise to speculation that he's either ill or dead. In one of his shortest and subdued speeches over Radio Berlin, Hitler assured the German people that mounting losses on the Russian front and among the Afrika Korps are small overall. He says that 542,000 Germans have been killed in battle, and that those ranks are being replaced by new classes of servicemen, older and younger draftees, and those who have recovered from their wounds. At the same time, Hitler says there's total mobilization at home, with women, youths, and old people joining the war industries. Hitler also says the Russian front has stabilized, and the crisis has passed as they take measures now to ensure ultimate victory in the coming months. Meanwhile, Moscow estimates German dead on the Soviet front at 4 million, a figure 8 times higher than Hitler's number. British Prime Minister Winston Churchill mapped out a plan for post-war Europe. He says a European Council of Free Nations should oversee the continent, but not before Hitler is crushed into death, dust, and ashes. Churchill also favors a post-war cradle-to-the-grave program of social insurances for the English citizens, free of snobbery and open to all classes of people. Churchill also says that General Bernard Montgomery is on the move against Field Marshal Rommel's Afrika Korps at the Marath Line in southern Tunisia, where a decisive battle is brewing. Churchill also says that he can imagine beating Hitler next year, but may have to wait until 1945 for final victory. Or as Churchill put it, and we're quoting now, "I mean to beat him and his powers of evil into death, dust, and ashes." End of quote. Stand by for our shortwave world roundup, beginning with South Pacific correspondent Daryl Berrigan in Australia.
Allied Command in Australia calling. General MacArthur's headquarters, Daryl Berrigan speaking. Australian Army Minister Francis Ford declared that Japan was more determined to attack Australia than ever. Mr. Ford says Japanese concentration of air power was growing along islands at the fringe of the continent. Allied victories in the Bismarck Sea, New Guinea, and the Solomons only strengthens the resolve of the Nipponese forces to eliminate General MacArthur and Australia as a threat in the South Pacific. Australian Prime Minister John Curtin has long warned of a pending attack by Japanese more ferocious than anything yet seen in the war. Calling Moscow, from in Soviet Russia, come in Eddie Gilmore. This is Moscow calling, Allied headquarters calling, Eddie Gilmore reporting. The battle to retake Smolensk is increasing in ferocity, as the Red Army is now less than 40 miles from that major Nazi stronghold. Reports from the front indicate long columns of Germans streaming to battle, outnumbering Soviet soldiers but taking heavy losses from a horrific Red Army barrage. Yesterday, Stalin's troops recaptured the rail city of Dyrovo, which will make it easier to resupply Red Army troops. The going is slow, even with these German reinforcements. A combination of infantry, artillery, and Luftwaffe aerial attacks has been pushed back by stubborn Russia troops, able to hold the line, again with an eye towards recapturing Smolensk. Calling North Africa, come in correspondent Daniel DeLucci with the British Expeditionary Forces in Tunisia. Tunisia calling. General Montgomery's headquarters here along the Mareth line. Your correspondent, Daniel DeLucci. The British 8th Army has established a bridgehead through the main enemy position along the northern part of the Mareth line. This bridgehead came as General Rommel's Africa Corps were harassed by fighters from the Royal Air Force and the United States Air Corps. Meanwhile, German tanks are slugging it out with American forces in an area away from the British forces. Yank General George S. Patton stabbed within 34 miles of the Gulf of Gabes, threatening to split Rommel's forces as he fights a two-front battle. American casualties are said to be surprisingly light, while the GIs rounded up 1,400 Italians who surrendered under General Patton's quick advance with the ultimate aim to push the Axis forces into the Mediterranean Sea. Reporting with the fighting Allied troops in Tunisia, this is Daniel DeLucci reporting.
Algiers radio relayed reports that Hitler ordered Generals Rommel and von Arnheim to hold fast or die in Tunisia. The broadcast said that the General Montgomery would do all that he can to make the second part of that order come true. Eight more cargo ships were sunk in the Western Atlantic coming from the shores of the United States. This makes 634 Allied and neutral cargo ships sunk since the attack on Pearl Harbor. In news from the home front, go easy on the butter, folks. There's no more for sale this week, after the government ordered butter sales halted until rationing begins next week. Butter, margarine, lard, and other cooking oils and fats will be rationed starting next week, along with meats and cheese. The meats and cheeses still in stores and will be sold but not replaced until next week.
Oh, you're telling me that when City Market or any grocery store runs out of the meat it has in supply now, that's it? No more until next week?
That's right. Even then, meat and cheese will be rationed.
You can handle the rest of the show now, can't you, Lou? You and Harriet?
Cool your heels, buddy. Most stores are already out of meat and cheese. The sudden order by the Office of Price Administration came as stocks have dwindled to a point that it can no longer support normal public demand. This includes canned meat and fish. Rationing points will be assigned point values later this week. Restaurants will be exempt from this week's embargo, so you can have all the butter and lard and meat that you want at the Black Cat Cafe or Chef's Restaurant, Jack.
I'll just roll up my sleeping bag and set up camp in the back room. All those places seem to have back rooms, don't they?
Ross, 6 o'clock news time is 6:07. Jack McKenna has a word about Roth's department store.
Thank you, Lou, and indeed I do, friends. Now, if you're the seamstress type of person, and nowadays a lot of folks are sewing their own clothes, especially the women, of course, so you can. Printed rayon shantung, 89 cents a yard. Plain colored rayon shantung, 75 cents a yard. Plain colored peak, 59 cents a yard. Everfast broadcloth, 59 cents a yard. So you see, it pays to sew when you save at Roth's. Oh, and don't forget, as we mentioned earlier in the show, write to your favorite serviceman. Write to Waves Wax Servicemen on this clever stationery at 59 cents a box. Easter greetings for the boys in service. 5 cents to 25 cents. That's all. At Roth's, of course.
A member of the Merchant Marine from Superior has been killed off Gibraltar. Clarence Simonson received word today that his brother, Oliver Simonson, died from injuries while on active duty. Oliver Simonson had worked for this export line as an engineer for 16 years, and since the outbreak of war has been given a Navy rank. He's survived by two other brothers in Manitou Falls and a sister, Mrs. Henry LeGros, in Foxborough. Starvation is taking a heavy toll on northern Wisconsin's deer herd. KUWS radio newsman Mike Simonson reports.
A field trip by wildlife experts led by Wisconsin Conservation Committee Chairman Virgil Dickinson and University of Wisconsin Professor Aldo Leopold found many dead deer in Douglas and Bayfield counties, most notably at the Flag River around Port Wing, Lou. Professor Leopold says that they found 50 deer carcasses in the Flag River deer yard. He says bad conditions were made worse by storms this week. Using two horse-drawn sleighs and snowshoes, the group made the grisly discovery. Superior Central biology teacher J.R. Jacobson says the food is depleted and many deer still alive are starving. Mr. Jacobson says this could lead to changes to control the sizes of the deer herd, Lou.
Will feeding the deer help?
Conservation game warden James McNaughton says that they'll do what they can, but he doubts that that would have a widespread effect. The best hope is for spring to get here as soon as possible and for things to green up.
Thanks, Mike. Here's a dramatic story, good listeners. A Northern Pacific Railroad bridge guard rescued four children from the icy waters of St. Louis River yesterday. All four children are from Superior, ranging in ages from 9 to 11. We have the man of the hour, Mr. Fred Aspen of Duluth, in our studios right now. Thank you for joining us, sir.
In all my nearly 50 years on God's green earth, I've seen kids do dumb things. Well, I tell you what for yesterday, it was about the dumbest. Maybe I shouldn't be so hard on kids. They're young, and they sure can be dumb. But I've seen some so-called adults do some really dumb things, too. I mean, stupid. As a bridge guard, you see it all, Lou. You see it all. Guys speeding their boats by the bridge before it can close for the train. What's the big derned hurry, anyways?
Tell us what happened yesterday, Mr. Aspen.
Well, it was about 5 o'clock. I saw these small fry jumping from ice cake to ice cake, halfway between the interstate bridge and the railroad bridge, headed from Duluth to Superior. I knew they wouldn't make it. I knew it. I tried yelling at them to go back to the solid ice. You think they'd listen to me? I got four kids of my own. Do you think they'd listen to their old man?
So, anyway...
So I was saying, Dale Guinea was the first to take the plunge. He got caught between two ice cakes. The runt was in pretty bad way. By the time I got down from the bridge and pulled him out, he was all bluish and his lips were purple, kind of like my wife when I come home late at night.
So anyway...
Yeah, so anyway, all four of the kids had fell in by the time I got there. I pulled Dale out first, then his brother Eugene Kenny, and then Cliff Williams. Geraldine Shore, the little nipper, was able to crawl out all by herself. Scraped up her knees, though. They were scared, yes, they was. You had to feel sorry for 'em. It shook 'em up real good, it did. I took 'em to my guard shack. There's a nice oil heater, you know. It can be howling and cold in the dead of winter, and my guard shack on that bridge is toasty warm. Doesn't look like much, but I got it fixed up good.
So anyway...
Yeah, right. I got the kids out of their wet clothes first thing. I told them to thaw out by the stove there. I called the Superior Fire Department. They pulled up and took the little darlings to their homes. I guess what happened is they took the bus to Duluth, but spent all their money, figured they could hoof it back over the frozen river. But the Coast Guard cuts a path for boats this time of year. Heh! That's a spot, all right. Losing all your dough. Been there myself. Gone somewhere, spent all me tin, found myself stranded. Ever happened to you, Lou?
So, Northern Pacific people tell me they're getting a full report on this, and they say that you're a hero.
Oh, you must not have talked to my boss, then. The only thing he calls me is...
Is that your boss says that you're one of the Northern Pacific's most trusted employees with a fine record of service.
Oh, for the love of Mike. He's the one who banished me to this little shack on the bridge.
Mr. Fred Aspen of 21 East, 6th Street in Duluth, a local hero.
Well, heck, I'm no hero. I just did what anyone else would have done. Kids, they don't always realize the danger they put themselves in. Glad I could help. Oh, I'd better get now, you know.
Yeah, you know, you don't want to be late coming home to face old Blueskin and Purple.
Oh, you said it, brother.
On that controversial note, I'll just say that that's the news for this March the 22nd, 1943, Jack.
Thanks, Lou Martin, the best doggone newsman around. Let's check the weather from the United States Weather Bureau. It's going to get warmer, folks. It's being March 22nd and all, and that means spring is here, tra-la. Look for a low tonight of 35 degrees and a high tomorrow near 50 with fresh to moderately strong winds. That'll chase the snow away. Let's chase away those winter blues and blahs with the swinging big band sounds of Kay Kaiser and Jingle Jangle Jingle on the Martin McKenna Show on station KUWS.
Yippee-yay, there'll be no wedding bells for today. 'Cause I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Jingle, jangle.
As I go riding merrily along.
Jingle, jangle.
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Jingle, jangle.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Jingle, jangle.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Oh, Lily Bell.
Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never fell. 'Cause I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
Jingle, jangle.
As I go riding merrily along.
Jingle, jangle.
They sing, oh, ain't you glad you're single?
Jingle, jangle.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Jingle, jangle.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle, jingle.
As I go riding merrily along.
As I go riding merrily along.
They sing, oh, ain't you glad?
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad?
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Oh, Lily Bell. Oh, Lily Bell. Though I may have done some fooling, this is why I never
run.
'Cause I got spurs that jingle, jangle.
I got spurs that jingle, jangle.
As I
jingle,
go riding merrily
as
along.
As I go riding merrily along.
They sing, oh, ain't you glad?
And they sing, oh, ain't you glad?
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
And that song ain't so very far from wrong.
Chasing away winter, not a bad idea, with the fine sounds of Kay Kaiser and Jingle Jangle Jingle, with vocals by Harry Babbitt and Julie Conway on the Martin and McKenna Show. Hey, friends, you can help Uncle Sam in the war effort by calling or mailing in your subscription to the Superior Evening Telegram. Yes, sir. We know our farm subscribers out in the country understand that instead of having our man driving out to see you, you can save gas and tires by simply mailing in your renewals. More and more people are reading the Telegram for the latest war news. Just dial 4411 and they'll take care of it for you. I can't go any longer without mentioning the new spring hats on sale at Ekstrom's. Stetson's and Dobbs hats from $5 to $7.50. Or try the lower-priced Adam hats for just $3.45. We top the town in hats. Ekstrom's at 626 Tower Avenue. Open tonight until 9. And on with the music, friends. Here's a classic from 1939. This is Artie Shaw and his orchestra, and Begin the Begin on Station KUWS. The popular big band music of Artie Shaw, and you know he was the master of the clarinet. That's Begin the Begin on the Martin and McKenna Show. Hey, Lou.
I've got a few items that I'd like to get on the air.
You're not going to ask me what Harriet is going to say, are you?
Well, okay. What's her big announcement?
I'm not saying. You'll have to get it from Harriet. And you call yourself a newsman.
Well, this from the Army Air Force in Free China. The Lithuanian Benny Lombard has been awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross. Captain Lombard and three other captains were given the medals for repeated dangerous missions, flying supplies, and weapons for soldiers fighting the Japanese in China. The Henry Blomberg VFW post in Superior will present Henry Verville of Mason with the Emblem of Honor Award Saturday night. Mr. Verville has 8 sons fighting for Uncle Sam. Mr. and Mrs. Edward Stanslin of Gordon and Mr. and Mrs. Thomas Galagoski will also be honored. They have 4 sons each in the service. And Poplar Village Clerk Myrtle Fechtelkotter says the board has replaced the late C.O. Lindquist. Mr. N.H. LaPole will be the new village president, Jack.
Harriet's up next, folks. Stay tuned. Here's a brand new number by Harry James and his orchestra, the Master of the Trumpet. sure to be a big hit in 1943. This is Sweetheart of All My Dreams on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS. Dreams, brand spankin' new, with Harry James and his orchestra on the Martin and McKenna Show.
I will now introduce our entertainment editor, the always entertaining Harriet Feirig.
Entertaining hats, that's for sure. You put Hedda Hopper to shame.
But I'm trading in this old thing for a hard hat, boys. That's my announcement. I'm starting classes in pipe fitting and welding at the vocational school.
What's this? And you didn't tell me?
Whoa, folks, trouble in paradise.
It's a hard decision, Lewis, but all women are finding their own way to help the war effort. We're turning the tide in the Pacific and North Africa, but as Winston Churchill says, this war is far from over. We have to do things that otherwise might seem unthinkable. Women know we don't have a choice, really. More and more men are needed in the service. Congress has authorized more men to be called up. Someone's got to take their place at home.
But you didn't tell me.
The piping department at Butler Shipyards just lost four more men to the draft. Sam O'Toole and Dale Russell just left for duty in Greenland last week.
Look at it this way, Lou. You won't be losing an entertainment editor. You'll be gaining a welder.
Even children are helping. The Dionne Quintuplets are coming May 9th to launch 5 ships at Butler Shipyards. Everybody's doing something to help fight the dark powers overseas. We're threatened on both sides of the oceans. America is the last gleaming hope for the world. We have to do what we can.
That's what I've always said. We have to do what we can do when we can do what we can do it. Forget it.
You're lost again, aren't you, Jack?
Just doing what I can, Lou.
I've been there before, I think.
We'll let Louis soak it all in, folks, and play you a patriotic ditty that might just help.
And we need help.
This is Vera Lynn and Be Like the Kettle and Sing on the Martin and McKenna Show on station KUWS.
When all the skies are gray and it's a rainy day, think of the birdies in spring. When you're up to your neck in hot water, be like the kettle and the sing. Tell that umbrella man he's just an also-ran. Think of a kid on a swing. When you're up to your neck in hot water, Be like the kettle and the sink. You'll find that life's always got a funny side. So come over on the sunny side and wear a great big smile. It makes your life worthwhile. You'll have the world on a string when you're up to your neck in hot water. Be like the kettle and the sink. Troubles are boiling over, consult this recipe. Everybody will be in clover, happy as can be. When all the skies are gray and it's a rainy day, think of the birdies in spring. When you're up to your neck in hot water, be like the kettle and sing. Tell that umbrella man he's just an also ran. Think of a kid on a swing. When you're up to your neck in hot water, be like the kettle and the sink. You'll find that life's always got a funny side. So come over on the sunny side and wear a great big smile. It makes your life worthwhile. You'll have the world on a string when you're up to your neck in hot water. Be like the kettle and the sink.
For the doughboys in England and all of our limey allies, that's Vera Lynn and Be Like the Kettle and Sing on Station KUWS. How's Lou doing, Harriet?
He's a little down in the mouth, I'm afraid. I'll just let everybody know what's playing at the theaters. Maybe that'll cheer him up. The Superior Theater has all the hits in this great double bill. First, there's Errol Flynn, Ronald Reagan, and Raymond Massey in Desperate Journey, followed by hit number 2, Panama Hattie, starring Ann Southern and Red Skelton. The Superior Theater box office opens at 6 o'clock weeknights. The Princess Theater has one of the smash hits of 1943, Woman of the Year, starring Spencer Tracy and Katharine Hepburn. The Princess Theater is open noon until midnight with tickets 9 cents and 20 cents. Don't forget the season's sensation held over at the Beacon Theater, Hitler's Children. Women who do not conform to the evil Nazi creed are forced to hand over their children. Hitler's Children stars Tim Holt and Otto Kruger. And the Beacon will have 40 minutes of official war pictures from North Africa, plus a new Donald Duck cartoon. And the big production Star Spangled Rhythm is playing at the Palace. Bing Crosby, Bob Hope, Dorothy L'Amour, Paula Goddard, Veronica Lake, and Fred McMurray star in this musical comedy. You like musical comedies, don't you, Louis?
Looks like I'll be seeing movies by myself from now on.
So that's it, Louis. You think I won't have time for you anymore.
Well, it's true. You'll be in some class learning all the things that I don't know.
Lou's always been insecure about his welding and pipe fitting.
Jack, this is serious. Many men are going through the same adjustments. These feelings are natural. In fact, I'm flattered.
You'll be coming and going, meeting new people.
Harriet Fullerig will always have time for Mr. Louis Martin.
I don't see how.
I will make time. Let's go see a movie tonight.
Do I see tears there, Lou? Well, that Hitler's Children looks like fun.
I don't think so,
Jack.
You mean it, Harriet?
Cross my heart. Who knows? Maybe I'll even be able to weld something for you someday.
Chalk one up for the red-headed newsman and all you women shedding aprons for welders' classes. Stay tuned for Cavalcade of America at 7, followed by Voice of Firestone, The Telephone Hour, and Dr. IQ. We'll be back, same time, same place on your radio dial, the good Lord willing, and Harriet doesn't weld our door shut. For Lou Martin, this is Jack McKenna reminding you to buy war bonds and wishing you good night.
You have been listening to Radio Superior 1943, a weekly production presented by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Harriet Farig is played by Jennifer Simonson. Foreign correspondent Daryl Berrigan is played by Paul Guggenheimer. Other performances by Ray Paulson. All events reported on Radio Superior 1943 are actual accounts from the editions of the Superior Evening Telegram. Join us next week at this time for more Radio Superior 1943. This is your announcer, Tony Jasmine, speaking. Good night.